Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I'm going to do the readings today for the sixth Sunday of Easter, which is celebrated this coming Sunday. We take a look at the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10. This is for the sixth Sunday of Easter, chapter 10, verses 25, 26, then 34, 35, and then 44, 48. So basically between 25 and 48 of the 10th chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up. I myself am also a human being." So here we are now in the Acts of the Apostles. Simon Peter has been given a vision of a man who ends up coming to the Lord. The man gets some sense that someone is coming to see him, a large blanket over that whole thing. There are many details. But what the writer is trying to do, he's trying to communicate to us how much changed when Jesus had ascended into heaven, when the Holy Spirit came upon them, how much changed. And it's infinitely more that God wants to do for you and for me. Because we live in the time of his completion, of his suffering, his death, and his eternal life that he gave us. All of that he experienced on this earth. And we're celebrating that. That changed the entire landscape of our lives. And what the writer here of the Acts of the Apostles is telling us, this was the beginning of the enormity of the change for them. So Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up! I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, brothers and sisters, wherever we are, in every nation, whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him." Whoever fears him, that means you reverence, you put his law first. Whoever fears him and acts uprightly is acceptable to him. Are you in that category? You need to be. Is there sin that blocks you in your reverence of God, that is your obedience to his commands, and that you act uprightly? Can you identify yourself that way? What's missing? What do you need to do about it? While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. I can't imagine what that would be like. There'd be such joy and such peace. There would be incredible peace and at the same time, tremendous excitement. Because there's a life flowing through you that's greater than you. And it's a life that communicates love and peace, even in the midst of difficulty. That's what God wants you to experience. But to do that, we have to repent of our sin and turn toward him and ask him for all the graces of our baptism, all the gifts of confirmation to come upon us. And all the circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. They saw that what had happened to them was now happening to the Gentiles, to the pagans who had come to believe. They were no longer pagans, but their whole background had been pagan. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. This is how it began, brothers and sisters. It's endured for 2,015 years. Put your faith in him, and he will act on your behalf. Psalm 98, the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Remember, there was a lot of persecution right after Jesus was crucified, and as the first disciples, especially Stephen, the first martyr, as they began to speak and to testify, Stephen was martyred. And the apostles were scattered. That was part of God's plan, you see. Sometimes what seems terrible can be used for such great good. It scattered them. And so they began to bring the word to peoples who had no contact with Jesus, who had not seen him, who had not known him, as well as many who had but had not understood at the time. They were scattered because of the persecution, and the scattering put them out there in place after place that they might not ordinarily have gone. See, God can make everything work together for the good for those who love him, trust him, how he will bring good out of very difficult things. Lift up your head, lift up your eyes. Ask God to help you to grow in faith. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He's seeing now they're being called into being one people, Jew and Gentile. Psalm 98, the Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. Over and over and over again, you'll hear Psalm 98 through the Easter season. The Lord has revealed to the nations his saving power. The Lord has made his salvation known. In the sight of the nations, he has revealed his justice. Is remembered his kindness and his faithfulness toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation by our God. Sing joyfully to the Lord, all you lands. Break into song. Sing praise. In the first letter of John, chapter 4, verses 7 to 10, "Beloved, let us love one another, because love is of God. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. Whoever is without love does not know God, for God is love. In this way, the love of God was revealed to us. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might have life through him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as expiation for our sins." It's all love, brothers and sisters. It's all love. Really. Whoever loves me, will keep my word. And my Father will love him. And we will come to him. The Holy Trinity will dwell in those who seek to follow him and repent of their sin when they fail and get back up again. The Holy Spirit dwells in you. In Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 17, Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I also love you. As the Father loves the Son and the Son loves the Father, so have I loved you. Remain in my love. Abide in my love. Make your home in my love. If you keep my commandments," see, these are the commandments are what identify us with God's priorities, God's goals. When we make those priorities and goals our own, he empowers us to live them out. He doesn't just say, "Well, here, I do this, you need to do it too." And we say, "But you're God and I'm not." That's the work of the Holy Spirit in us. "Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. Oh, that joy is so deep you feel like you're going to burst. This is my commandment. Love one another as I have loved you. And what is that joy within us when we yield ourselves to God? That joy within us is the Holy Spirit crying out to unite us, you and me, human beings, unite us with the living God. And that joy no one will take from you. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. Read the Gospels. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. When we set ourselves on a course and path that said, I will love with the power of God's love, I will love everyone. Love means I want the best for you. Love means I want you to know eternal life. Love means no matter whether I like you or not, no matter whether I like your personality or not, etc., etc., I will love you. That is, whatever you need to be served, I will do what God asks of me. Love one another as I have loved you. Jesus laid down his life for you and for me. He died. He gave up his life that you might live forever. And he calls us as Christian disciples to the same call. There are all kinds of ways of dying. There can be the death of martyrdom, absolutely, and we're seeing it increasing in our world. But there's also the daily death to choose loving another when we want to be angry, serving one another when they seem to be selfish and we're pouring ourselves out and we get tired. It means loving and serving and caring for others before yourself. This I command you, love one another. That's what Christ did for us. And Christ never commands without imparting the strength. In these days of the ascension, these days of the resurrection of Christ from the dead, these days of his return to the glory of the Father, and now the preparing for the season of Pentecost where the Holy Spirit is poured out that we might be empowered and equipped to love with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. May you ask for those graces. And may they be given to you. God bless you. I want to offer you a free booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold. It can be received by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. If you'd like a copy of my CD, Captured by Mercy, which is on forgiveness, you can access that by going to our website, renewalministries.net.